This program comes to you by electrical transcription. The Treasury Star Parade. With Louise Reiner, Gladys Wartow, Al Goodman and his orchestra and chorus, and Frederick March as our master of ceremonies.
Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom, what we sell, any bonds today?
This is Frederick March, ladies and gentlemen, in another of the new series of programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. Miss Gladys Wartow is here with us again today. I've already spoken of her grace and beauty and charm on another page of my diary, but I might add that she has a very handsome husband, that she's happily married, that she's a good cook, rides horseback, swims, plays tennis, loves late snacks, dogs, horses, and cats, and anything I left out, Gladys?
Well, you might add that I sing, Freddie.
And how? This time, it's Vici d'Arte from the opera Tosca. Thank you, Gladys Wartow. Ladies and gentlemen, some years ago, a woman sat in a prison in Germany and wrote a letter to a friend. She was there because she had spoken with courage and a fiery heart against the spiritual barbarism of the German militarists who had plunged the world into war. She had seen the sinister face of the future to which barbarism led and cried out against it, pleading for peace and love and the equal rights of man. She had been put into a prison, but no prison could stop this woman's words. She wrote letters and pamphlets by the score and smuggled them out of her cell to be copied by her friends and spread quietly and secretly throughout Germany. It is one of these letters which we have selected to be read here today. In the book Thinkers versus Junkers, It has been given the title Buffaloes and Men. Our reader, Miss Louise Reiner.
Oh, Sonichka, I have here met with a sharp pain. In the yard where I walk, there often come wagons from the army, packed full of sacks, or old coats and shirts of soldiers. Often they are spotted with blood. They are unloaded here, distributed in the cells, mended, and then loaded again and delivered to the army. Recently, one of these wagons came in, drawn by buffaloes instead of horses. It was the first time I'd ever seen these animals from near at hand. They are built more powerfully and broader than our cattle, with flat heads and horns bent down flat, their heads more like our sheep, black all over, with great, gentle eyes. They are trophies of war from Romania. The soldiers who led the wagon told that it was hard work to catch these wild animals, and even more difficult to use them for howling, for they are accustomed to freedom. They were so frightfully beaten that the phrase "Vae victis" really was true for them. About 100 head are said to be in Breslau alone. Besides these, they get scanty and wretched fodder, and they were accustomed to the rich pastures of Romania. They are used unsparingly to pull every available wagon and die quick in consequence. A few days ago, a wagon came in, its load of sacks piled up so high that the buffaloes could not get over the threshold at the gate. The soldier with him, a brutal fellow, began to strike the beast with the thick end of his whip handle so that the woman overseer took him to account indignantly, asking whether he had no pity for the beasts. No one has pity for you and me, he answered with a malicious smile and hit even harder. Finally, the beast tugged hard and got over the hump. But one was bleeding. Sonichka, buffalo skin is proverbial for its thickness and toughness. But this skin was torn. They stood there very quiet and exhausted as the wagon was unloaded. And the one that was bleeding looked straight ahead with an expression in its black face and in its gentle eyes like that of a tearful child. It was exactly the expression of a child that had been severely punished and does not know why, nor how it can escape the torture and violence. I stood in front of it, and it looked at me. It was I who wept, but the tears were those of the poor beast. One cannot sob more painfully for the dearest of his brothers than I sobbed in my impotence for this quiet suffering. How far out of reach, how lost were the free, lush, green fields of Romania. How different was the sunshine there and the blowing of the wind. How different were the beautiful songs of the birds, or the melodic calls of the shepherds. And here, this strange, gruesome city, the sultry stall, these strange, dreadful men, and the blows, the blood that runs from fresh wounds. Oh, my poor buffalo. My poor dear brother. We both stand here so powerless and broken. We are one in pain, in longing, and in weakness. Meanwhile, the prisoners were busy bustling about the wagon, unloading the heavy sacks and dragging them into the house. But the soldier stuck both hands in his pockets, strode around the yard, smiled, and whistled a popular song under his breath. And the whole splendor of war went marching by in front of me. Ah, Sonichka, you Rosa.
This letter was written in the last World War. Rosa died for her ideals. And the soldier of whom she wrote, well, he became 16 years later a god in a concentration camp. Thank you, Louise Rama. Today, we have begun to realize that this sickness of militarism and terrorism and cruelty, which is sweeping the world and threatening to blot out democracy, freedom, and justice, is not a new thing. Its seeds were in the German militarists of the last World War, and Rosa died opposing them. They grew, they developed, and finally they became Nazism and Hitlerism, and the germs spread throughout the world. It is an evil which took a long time to grow and will take a long time to eradicate. A long time and faith and hope and courage and work. Hard work. The people of America are faced with a task to prove their mettle as the greatest nation on earth. How are they going to respond? What are they going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Do your job. Do it well. And buy United States savings bonds and stamps. We must have money to win this war, and the people of America can help supply it by investing in savings bonds and stamps. Do your share. Buy now. Buy regularly. Make it a habit. Budget a part of your income every week and join the Treasury Payroll Savings Plan wherever you work. United States savings bonds and stamps are your way of investing in America. It's your country. Keep it yours.
The United States Treasury thanks the distinguished artists who donated their talents to this performance. Frederick March, Louise Reiner, Gladys Swarthout, and Mr. Frederick Unger for the use of Buffaloes and Men. The orchestra and chorus were under the direction of Al Goodman. Writing by Malcolm Meacham, John Matouche, and Hal Block. Production by William A. Bacher. This is Larry Elliott speaking.